So in this afternoon's service, we continue our study on 1 Samuel.
在今天的查经聚会呢，我们继续查考撒母耳记上。
And today we are moving on to chapter 29.
我们今天查考的章节是经文是撒母耳记上29章。
So chapter 29 focuses again on David.
那29章呢，主要提到了大卫。
And so before we look at chapter 29 itself, let's remind ourselves about what state David is in.
那在我们查考二十九章之前呢，我们就来看大卫现在的情况是什么的。
And also remind ourselves where he is currently living.
那也提醒我，也来提醒我们，我们之前所查考的是什么。
Okay, so looking back at chapter 27, we have seen that David has fallen into a state of depression.
那在二十七章的时候呢，其实大卫是陷入在一个是很抑郁的情况。
So all the running and hiding from Saul and his armies has taken its toll on him, and he has decided that he should escape.
那从扫罗的一切的追赶呢，使到他呢心中非常的郁闷抑郁呢，所以呢他就要从大卫的从扫罗的面前逃走。
And the place that he has chosen is with King Achish.
那他就来选择呢，要来投奔加特王马尔的儿子亚基。
He's a Philistine king.
他是一个非利士人的王。
So here we have God's anointed David seeking security and the company of the enemy of the Israelites, the Philistines.
那这里呢，就是被神所高的王呢，就是大卫呢，来向他的敌人呢，就是非利士人呢，来投靠。
So whilst living amongst and serving, whilst living around and serving Achish.
那当大卫呢在服侍亚基王的时候
，David being David gains the favor of the king。
那大卫呢作为本着他自己呢，他就得到了这个王的这个信赖。
But he does this in a way that is ultimately deceiving to Achish。
那其实呢，他这样做呢，他做的目的是为了要来迷惑这亚基王。
Again and again, David goes out on raids and brings back animals and clothes.
那他常常呢，就各处去呢，来突袭其他的地方呢，他就带回了许多的金银财宝。
And each time, Achish asks him where he has been raiding.
那每次常常呢，在亚基王就会问说，大卫是去到哪里来突袭其他的地方呢
？To which David replies in a way that makes the king think that David has been raiding the Israelite people.
那大卫的回答呢，就是要来迷惑亚基王呢，所以他就骗亚基王说，他常常的就会回到这个以色列地呢来突袭他们。
But in fact, he has been raiding towns and tribes that are actually the enemy of the Israelite people.
那其实呢，大卫呢是和跟随他的人呢，常常去侵夺那些与以色列人为敌的这些敌人。
And to hold up his deception, we see that he takes the lives of the men and women of the towns he has raided.
那为了要让亚基呢深十分的相信他呢，他就杀光了一切在其他地方的他所突袭地方的人的。
So this is just in case word makes it back to Achish and the truth about what David is actually doing.
那是为了要让亚基呢十分的相信大卫呢，是为了要是非常对他非常忠心的。
And so by doing this, Achish believes that David has really turned his back on the Israelite people, and so makes him his servant for life.
那所以呢，亚基呢，通过这些呢，就相信了大卫其实是来背叛的以色列人呢，来投靠亚基。
So then moving on to chapter 28.
之后呢，就看到28章。
We are told that the Philistines have gathered all their armies to fight against the Israelites.
非利士人聚集军旅，要与以色列人打仗。
So we can look at chapter 28 verses 1 to 2.
在28章的第一到第二节。
Chapter 28 verses 1 to 2. Verse 1. In those days, the Philistines gathered their forces to fight against Israel. Achish said to David, "You must understand that you and your men will accompany me in the army." Verse 2, David said, "Then you will see for yourself what your servant can do." Achish replied, "Very well, I will make you my bodyguard for life."
第一节，那时非利士人聚集军旅，要与以色列人打仗。亚基对大卫说，你当知道，你和跟随你的人都要随我出战。 大卫对亚吉说，仆人所能做的事王必知道。亚吉对大卫说，这样我立你永远做我的护卫长。
And so David again has received another promotion.
那所以呢，大卫呢又再次的获得了从亚吉对他的这样的对他的升职。
This time the bodyguard for life to Achish.
那所以这次呢，大卫就做了亚吉王的护卫长。
Okay, so we can now move on to chapter 29.
那我们现在就看29章。
So this is a short chapter consisting of just 11 verses.
那二十九章是非常短的一章句，只有了十一节。
And in brief, we are at the opening of the battle between the Philistines and the Israelites.
那二十九章的开始呢，就提到了腓力士人以色列人的征战。
We learn from that the captains of the Philistines refused to allow David to join them in battle.
那所以腓力士人的首领呢，就要来拒绝呢，大卫跟他跟的和跟随他的人呢，来与他们一同的征战。
So the obvious worry is that David might betray them in the battlefield.
那这非常明显的是因为呢，他们担心大卫呢是要来之后呢要来杀腓力士人。
Achish, however, showed that he believed in David, but in the end tells him to return to Ziklag.
那可是呢，亚基非常的相信大卫不会做出这样的事呢，可是之后呢，他还是妥协了，要让大卫和跟随他的人呢回去腓力士地。
So Ziklag is the town, the city where Achish has given to David to stay.
那就是回到亚基王给大卫和他跟随他的人呢的地方。
So looking at the chapter in more detail, let's look at verses 1-3.
我们再要详细的看这一章，我们看第一到第三节。
Here verses 1 and 2 paint the picture of the two armies.
那第一节和第二节呢，就提到了腓力士人的军旅。
The Philistines camped in Aphek and the Israelites by the spring of Jezreel.
那腓力士人将他们的军旅聚到亚弗，以色列人在耶斯列的泉旁安营。
In verse 2, it tells us how the Philistine rulers are marching with their soldiers, numbering in the hundreds and thousands.
第二节，腓力士人的首领各率军队，或千或百或千，挨次前进。大卫和跟随他的人同着亚吉跟在后边。
So we know that this is going to be a big battle.
我们知道呢，这场战争是会是非常大的一个征战。
So verse 2 then goes on to tell us that David and his men are marching in the rear with Achish.
第二节后半段有提到，大卫和跟随他的人同着亚吉跟在后边。
And on the first reading, this you may think that being at the rear position may not seem an important role.
那当我们第一次读到这边的时候呢，可能会觉得说站在后边的话是一个非常微不足道的一个一样的一个角色。
Maybe just a position for reinforcements.
那可能是为了要让他们巩固他们的军力的一个位置。
A safe position.
是一个非常安全的一个位置。
You know, like let the people in front fight, and we will stay safe at the back.
那些在军队最前方的呢，可能会上到战场上，那这些后方的人呢，反而不会上到战场上，可能是一个非常安全的位置。
But actually, on checking, the rear guard do play a vital role in any battle.
那可是呢，那在后边的这个位置呢，其实是扮演了重要的一个角色。
Their role is to protect the army from anyone who may attack from behind, and so protect the soldiers ahead of them.
那这个角色呢，就是要来攻击那些从后方来攻打他们的人呢，也是要来作为保护前方的军队的这样的一个势力。
But in David's instance, we will see a little later that this position in the rear guard also raises concerns with the Philistine commanders.
那可是之后呢，那大卫和跟随他的人的这个他们所站的位置呢，那让这些腓力士人的首领呢来感到非常的不满。
So verse 3 tells us that the Philistine commanders have spotted something concerning, and they ask, what are these Hebrews doing here?
第三节，腓力士人的首领说，这些希伯来人在这里做什么呢？
This seems an obvious question to ask.
那这是一个非常明显的一个问题。
So you are going into battle to face your main enemy.
在你要来面对敌人之前，你问这样的问题。
Why would you have some of your enemy in with your army?
那为什么你会有冲敌我们的敌人的那一方的人呢会在我们的军队里面
especially in the rear guard
那尤其是在我们的后方
it should raise obvious concerns
那这样会让他们产生到一个非常的一个非常对他们来说一个非常严重的问题
but we see that Achish somehow does not see this conflict
可是亚基王呢就觉得这不是一个争辩的一个问题。
But he even tries to back up his choice of men by telling them, "Don't worry, this is David. You know, he was the servant of Saul, king of Israel."
那亚基呢就对他们说，这不是以色列王扫罗的臣子大卫吗？他在我这里有些年日了，自从他投降我，直到今日，我未曾见他有过错。
He's been with me for years and has been totally trustworthy.
那他在我这边有些年日了，他是他对亚金王来说是非常值得信靠的。
In verse 3, Achish says that David defected to him, meaning that David had abandoned Israel in favor of the Philistines.
那这里亚基说他大卫投降他，就是说他已经背弃了以色列人。
Achish seems to have forgotten that this was the same person who defeated the Philistines by killing the giant warrior Goliath.
那看起来呢，亚基已经忘了之前呢是大卫呢来打死这个非利士人哥利亚的。
And he did this as when he was only a young boy.
那大卫做的时候，做这件事情的时候，是他当他还年幼的时候。
Achish had been so deceived by David over the last 16 months that he could not see David doing any wrong with him or the rest of the people.
那在过去的十六个月的时候呢，亚基呢就从大卫的身上能够看到呢，其实大卫呢是非常忠心的来对亚基的，所以他没有对他产生任何的怀疑。
But of course, we know that David's true loyalty is to God's chosen people, the Israelites.
那可是当然的，我们知道呢，大卫呢的只有对神来忠心。
So from this, what can we learn from David?
那从这件事情，我们能够从大卫的身上学习到什么呢
？Throughout his time living in the land of the Philistines, his faith and loyalty remained with God.
那在大卫在非利士人地生活的这些年日呢，那我们就知道他的忠心呢是只有来向神有忠心的。
He kept his good character throughout.
那他在这段时间呢，就是来遵守他就是来完全的来归向神。
And we see this through the praise we continually hear from Achish to David.
那我们能够从亚基呢对大卫的这样的称赞来看到。
And also how Achish is willing to stand up for him to his army commanders.
那也是能够从亚基呢来为大卫说话的时候能够看得见。
Look at how Achish stands up for David here.
那在这里呢，亚基就为大卫说话。
Achish says.David has been reliable.
那亚基就说大卫是非常值得信任的。
He says he would be pleased to have David serve with him in the army.
那在大卫能够来服侍亚基呢，在军队里面呢，他是觉得他是非常的喜悦的。
From the day David came to him until the present, he has found no fault in him.
那直到今日，我未曾见他有过错。
David lived a good life.The whole time he lived with the Philistines.
那当大卫与非利士人相处的这些年日呢，其实他已经过着一个很好的生活。
He was a good citizen and respected the king.
那他是一个很好的一个子民呢，所以他就对亚基呢是非常忠心的。
Just as he respected Saul when he served him.
那就好像他来对扫罗来忠心一样，当他来服侍扫罗的时候。
So as Christians, we should be the same.
那所以作为基督徒的我们呢，我们也要像大卫一样。
We should all live a good life.
我们要过着一个好的生活。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2.
我们看彼得前书。
1 Peter chapter 2 and we'll look at verse 12.
彼得前书2章12节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 12.
彼得前书2章第12节。
Verse 12.Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
十二节，你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
So although we know living in a surrounding where religious views can create conflict,
那我们知道呢，当我们住在一个外邦人当中呢，我们可能会产生很多的争辩。
We do have to find ways to live in peace. With our surroundings, whilst at the same time glorifying God.
那我们需要呢，在我们周围生活的当中来寻找这样的和平或者平安呢，使我们能够过着一个荣耀神的日子。
And so with this, we need to also make sure we have a clear conscience.
为了这样做呢，我必须要有一个无愧的良心。
So, let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
你看彼得前书三章。
1 Peter chapter 3, and we'll look at verses 15 to 16.
彼得前书三章15-16节。
1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 to 16.
彼得前书三章15-16节。
Verse 15, but in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with a gentleness and respect. Verse 16, keep a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander.
十五节，只要心里尊主基督为圣。有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人，存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好品行的人自觉羞愧。
So this passage tells us to keep Christ as our Lord.
那这里告诉我们要心里尊主基督为圣。
Meaning, we should not compromise with the world or our surroundings or the surroundings that we live in.
那就是我们不要对我们周围的环境来妥协。
Keep our interactions gentle and respectful.
那我们在我们与他人的这样的沟通上，或者是对待他们呢，是要尊敬的他们。
And especially keep your conscience clear in your actions, interactions with others.
那就是要存着无愧的良心，叫就在。好，何事上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好品行的人自觉羞愧。
But then, if you do find yourself rejected, know that you can trust in God and trust in Him to work in your situation.
那可是当一切事情，当我们所做的一切呢，被他人来拒绝的时候，那我们就不要灰心，反而要更加的依靠神。
So returning back to David.
我们再回到看大卫。
He has gotten himself into a situation where I think there can be three outcomes.
那大卫呢，这样的情况呢，其实他是有三种的结果的。
Number one, he can refuse to fight to battle. Sorry, he refuses to battle for the Philistines and so disobey Achish.
那第一个呢，就是他拒绝了要来向为非利士人战争呢，那他就会惹到亚吉王的不信任。
Doing this, he would be ending his relationship, the relationship that he has built with Kish, and likely the trust of the Philistines around him.
那当他这样做的时候呢，他就会来就是要显出他的不再忠心于亚吉王，反而在惹的其他的首领呢，更加的来不信靠他。
Number two, he goes and fights, but as the commanders have warned, he turns on the Philistines mid-battle.And fights the Philistines' army from the rear.
那第二个情况呢，就是他跟着这些非利士人出去征战。那到一半的时候呢，他就从后边呢来攻击这些非利士人。
And number three, the third outcome is that he goes into battle with the Philistines against the army of God.
那第三个情况呢，就是他跟着这些非利士人出去打仗，要来攻打这些以色列人。
None of these outcomes are good for David.
那这一切的这些结果呢，都不会对大卫产生任何的好处。
How has David gotten himself into the situation?
那大卫怎么会把自己放在这样的情况上面呢？
Maybe like David, we keep our belief in God hidden.
那 就好像大卫一样，我们对神的这样的信靠呢是隐藏起来的。
For fear of ridicule or conflict.
那就是因为我们的恐惧，我们不能，我们的这些不能够来解决的这样的争执。
So in doing so, there is a real possibility that our faith is slowly taken from us.
那当我们继续的隐藏我们的信心的时候呢，那我们的信心呢，可能就会逐渐的来对神来。对神有不信。
And we begin to put God further and further back in our minds.
那我们在我们的脑海当中可能把神放得越来越远。
Sorry. Unfortunately, David had let his depression get the better of him.
那可是呢，大卫就让他这样的抑郁呢，来控制他。
To the point where his decision making is no longer based on faith in God and his deliverance.
那使他的决定呢不再是以神为中心的。
Instead, all the decisions he has made are based on himself as man and not as a man of God.
那他所做的一切决定呢，就显示出其实他是做着是人的决定，而不是依靠神的做出的这样的决定。
In fact, it's been a while since we have heard David praising God or even asking God for help.
那其实我们在念的这个过程当中，其实大卫就我们很少看到大卫呢是有来赞美神的。
It seems he has forgotten all the times where God has delivered him and helped him overcome his enemies.
那他就忘记了，好像是忘记了神呢，在什么时候呢来帮助他脱离这些敌人的困境。
The times when God has saved him from lions and bears and his defeat of Goliath.
那就是当神呢来拯救他脱离这些狮子或者是熊或者是哥利亚的这些困境的时候
，saving him from Saul and his armies，
那拯救他从扫罗和他的军队当中逃离出来。
But now it seems he needs saving from himself。
那现在呢，就到他需要来拯救自己。
For David, it seems an impossible situation。
那可是大卫呢，就好像。到了一个他所不能够控制不能够来能够来控制的一个情况。
Thankfully, at this point, God steps in once again to help David.
那可是在这个时候呢，神就来帮助大卫。
We remember when David was angered by Nabal in chapter 25.
那我们知道呢，在撒母耳记上25章的时候呢，大卫就被拿巴来被他来感到愤怒。
Here, David was so enraged by Nabal's response to his request for provisions.
那大卫呢就非常的来愤怒呢，是向着拿巴来愤怒，是因为他拿巴呢不遵守他所吩咐的。
He was so angry that he was on his way to kill the men of Nabal's household.
那大卫就非常生气呢，使到呢他就想要把拿巴和他全家的人呢都杀死。
And we know that in this situation, God used Nabal's wife Abigail to bring David back on track.
那在这个时候呢，大卫呢就被拿巴的妻子呢，就是亚比盖呢，来使到他回转。
This chapter is a good reminder to us that God will use anyone to fulfill His will.
那在这一章很清楚告诉我们呢，神会利用不同的人呢，使我们来回转，来遵照神的旨意。
In chapter 29, we can see that God is going to use the Philistine commanders.
那所以呢，在29章我们看到呢，神是利用这些非利士人的这些首领。
So we can look at verses 4-6 in chapter 29.
看撒母耳记上29章第4到第6节。
Here we see the Philistine commanders are angry with Achish.
第4节，非利士人的首领向亚吉发怒。
Telling him to send David back to Ziklag.
对他说，就是要来吩咐，就是这些首领向亚吉呢，要叫他差遣这些大卫呢，回到他自己的本地去。
They remind him that David is the same, is the same one the Israelites sang about after the death of the greatest warrior.
那这些首领呢，就提醒亚吉说呢，那。这个大卫呢，其实是从前以色列的妇女跳舞唱和说，扫罗30000，大卫300000的。
So Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands.
就是扫罗30000，大卫300000。
And so Achish delivers this message gently to David and tells him to go, that he should go and not displease the Philistine rulers.
那所以亚吉就到叫大卫来对他说呢，使他那对他说一些话呢，使他免得非利士人的首领的不欢喜。
And at this, you would think that David would sigh a breath of relief that he has been saved from going into battle.
嗯，可能我们会觉得说，那这个时候大卫其实松了一口气的，因为他不需要到这个战场上为他们来打仗。
But we see from verse 8, his reply to Achish.
那可是当我们看第八节的时候，大卫这样对亚吉说
：“What have I done? I want to fight.”
那我做了什么呢？使我不去攻击主我王的仇敌呢
？But again, Achish in verse 9 tells David that this is all out of his hands, and that he needs to return home.
那第九节亚吉就对他说呢，我知道你在我眼前是好人。可是呢，那这些首领呢是要求亚吉呢要把他遣送回他本主的他的地方去。
So does David really want to go to battle?
那所以其实大卫是真的想要去来打仗的吗
？This is what it sounds like.
那可能我们看到的是这样的。
Maybe in the space of the 16 months, David has forgotten that he is an Israelite.
那大卫是想要看起来大卫是想要去征战的那在的过去的16个月的时候其实他是对亚吉王是有这样的忠心
Turn to 2 Timothy
我们看提摩太后书
2 Timothy chapter 2
提摩太后书第二章
2 Timothy chapter 2 and look at verse 13
提摩太后书二章十三节
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13.
提摩太
if we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself.
提摩太后书第二章十三节，我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能背乎自己。
So even though David was lacking in faith, God's power is so almighty that whatever David did, he cannot change the plan that God has for him.
那纵然呢，大卫是向神失了信呢，可是神是可信的。那神是对他还有对他还有是他的神的旨意的。
God delivered him through the Philistine commanders who refused to let him go into battle.
那神就借着呢，不让他来去为非利士人征战的来拯救他。
God provided a way of escape so that David would not have to fight his own people.
那神呢，使他有一个能够来避免呢，来为这些亚吉人、这些非利士人打仗呢，是能够让他来逃脱。
And also, so he would not have to face Saul again.
使得他不用再面对扫罗。
This would be important for David when he becomes king.
那这对于大卫来说是非常重要的，当他成为一个王的时候。
At that point, he would have to consolidate the northern tribes of Israel along with Judah.
那在那个时候呢，他就必须要巩固这个以色列还有犹大的这些子民。
It is important that all of Israel knows that David was completely innocent.
那所以呢，我们就非常的重要的就是要让
It's important that the Israelites know that David is innocent.
就是非常重要的是要让这些以色列人呢知道呢大卫其实是无辜的。
Especially when it comes to Saul's death.
那尤其是来到提到了扫罗的死。
By delivering David from this impossible situation, God was making sure that no one could accuse David of participating in the battle against Saul.
那就是要为了来让神呢就借着呢使到大卫不在战场上呢，要因为扫罗的死呢而来得到来拯救大卫。
And ultimately accuse David of killing Saul.
那最终呢，大卫就不会被冤枉说是他杀死了扫罗。
In order to take the throne from him. In order to take Saul's throne.
那就是为了，就是大卫呢就不会被冤枉说，其实是他要夺走扫罗的这样的王位。
The Bible tells us that when we are put in difficult situations, We should trust God to provide a path for us.
那圣经告诉我们呢，当我们遇到困境的时候呢，神会为我们开路。
So we can turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们看哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书十章。
And we look at verse 13.
十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13.
哥林多前书十章十三节。
No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it.
十三节，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路。叫你们能忍受得住。
When you are put into a difficult situation,
当我们在一个困境的时候，
when you are tempted to do wrong,
当我们受试探来得罪神的时候，
when you are tempted and pressured to conform to the world,
当我们来被来受试探要来效法这个世界的时候，
know that God is almighty,And he has promised to provide a way of escape.
那我们知道呢，神是有权是大能的神，那神会给我们开一条出路。
As the verse says, he will not tempt you; you will not be tempted beyond your means.
那在这里，神说神是信实的，并不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。
We should already know that God works all things for good.
那我们知道呢，神是要叫一切相信他的人能够得益处。
For those who love him and are called according to his purpose.
那就是万事互相效力叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他被召的人。
And in this instance with David and the Philistines, we can see this as well.
那在大卫的这样的情况当中呢，我们也能够看得见。
David and his men were excluded from battle.
那大卫和他跟随他的人呢，不能够参与这场征战。
They were rejected for their faith.
他们因为他们的信心呢，来遭受到拒绝。
But ultimately, God was working all this for the good.
那可是呢，神呢，就是为了要让世人因为让万事得到益处。
God was actually doing several good things here at once.
那这里呢，神就做了很多的好的事情。
So firstly, He was delivering David from the terrible predicament of being forced to fight against his own people.
那第一呢，就是神拯救大卫呢，使他不来敌对他的就是不来敌对以色列人。
But it was also essential that David return to his hometown.
那非常重要的是，大卫和跟随他的人就回往腓利士地去。
So David doesn't know it yet, but while they have been gone, the Amalekites have attacked the city.
那所以呢，当大卫和跟随他的人回去的时候呢，其实这些亚玛利人呢就上来攻击他们，就攻击了他们的城。
So the Amalekites have attacked the city and taken captive all the men and children, the women and children.
那这些亚玛利人呢就已经侵夺南地呢，是然后掳了城内的妇女和其中的大小人口。
So we will learn about this next week in chapter 30.
那我们会在下星期，就是在从撒母耳记上三十章所能学习到的。
So if God had not intervened and sent David and his men back to Ziklag, they would have been too late to rescue their families. And once again, we can see that God was working for good.
那我们若不是呢，神在从这里来动工的话呢，那大卫和跟随他的人呢，又不会潜回到腓利士地去呢，那是。使到他们就失了一个城。
We can turn to Romans chapter 8.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8, and we look at verse 28.
罗马书第八章二十八节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
God always has the big picture in mind.
那神呢，常常会有 一个大的一个蓝图。
And even when you are rejected or excluded for your faith,
虽然我们因为我们的信心呢来遭受到了审遭受到了拒绝。
You can trust that God is the supreme Almighty God
that
has His purpose.
那我们知道呢，神是有大能的神。
And that He is working all things for the greater good.
是为了要叫万事都互相效力。
And so, in conclusion.
作为结论
As a Christian, you can expect to be rejected because of your faith.
作为基督徒呢，我们要来知道呢，我们可能是会因为我们所做的事情来被世人来拒绝。
As long as you live in this world, you will be pressured to conform to the world.
那只要我们住在这世上呢，我们就要知道我们不能够来效法这个世界。
And you can expect persecution when you don't.
当我们不来效法这个世界的时候呢，我们可能会遭受到逼迫。
It's not easy being rejected because of your faith.
那我们可能会因为我们这样的被世人来拒绝呢，可能会在信心上遭受到了这样的一个打击。
But it is a part of following Jesus in a world that has first rejected Christ.
那可是我们要知道呢，当基督耶稣在世上的时候呢，是被世人来弃绝的。
So we should all stand strong in our faith.
那所以呢，我们必须要在我们的信心上来站立得稳。
Maintain a clear testimony.
那我们要做一个非常有这样的一个为神来做见证。
And keep a clear conscience.
我们要有一个无愧的良心。
Trust in God's sovereignty.
那我们要相信神是为元首的。
Know that God is in control.
我们要知道神是统治万有的。
He will always provide a way, an escape for us.
那我们要知道呢，神是会为我们留一条出路的。
But above all, He works all things for the greater good.
那因为神是叫万事都互相效力。
So let's all stand and sing hymn number 356.
我们去站立唱诗356首。
Hymn 356.
唱诗356首。